Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/5/2023. Now, let me just tell you this. I'm going to go to chapter 6, Revelations. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noises of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto them. And he was sent forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he sat on him, had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power is given over to the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger, oh, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them. And he said unto them, "They should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren should be killed, as they were, should be fulfilled." And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And heaven departed as a scroll, and when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Ladies and gentlemen, there is a shortage, a supreme shortage of olive oil on the planet. All right. There's all kinds of things going on. We have a huge chemical fire in Houston. Now, I'm going to go back and I'm just going to revisit it again, because I told you twice now, all of these weird communication trickery and the spread spectrum burst transmissions that were being done in odd manners down in the ham bands, even into the CB bands, either by the Red Chinese allegedly or the Russians, but probably the Red Chinese. Because what we found out was they were giving zip burst transmissions. And as all of the Chinese are coming across that southern border and the north and what have you, they're getting, as they get in, they get a radio and they get the information in a zip transmission, a brrr, you know, burst. You see what I'm saying? On a spread spectrum. In other words, it hops frequencies and does weird stuff and is encrypted. But we had some people who were able to decrypt some of what they had in those burst transmissions. They were giving them orders. They were telling them where to go to pick up boats and to go to which farm to pick up supplies and credit cards and money and cash, or to get transportation to go north or to go wherever. And they were also giving them specific instructions about sabotage targets. Now, if we know that, why the hell doesn't the NSA know it? Or are they assisting? Are they assisting them? Is the Raven Aerostar balloon up over Fort Riley in that area of Kansas right now? Has it had come down earlier from over Omaha and Lincoln and then now down into Kansas overlooking Fort Riley? They can still see Leavenworth. They can still see the Dakotas and our missile bases. They can still see the SAC base in Omaha and Offutt and all of that. They can see the bases because they're at 65,000 feet. They got sight. They can still see and vacuum up every bit of information. Well, who is that balloon working for? But anyway, in Houston, the Shell oil refinery major fire and explosion caught on fire just this afternoon, 5:40 p.m. or whatever, just a little while ago. So that's ongoing. Prior to that, at 3:40 a.m., this morning, another plastics plant, a plastics manufacturing plant in Commerce City, California, in the L.A. Metro, it's on a fire and it's still burning. Now, isn't this interesting? This is about the third, plastics plant that is blown up, okay? Now, I also looked at the story on the Shell facility in Houston. They're making olefins, light and heavy olefins. Olefin is a fiber or fabric or a chemical derived from the oil that they make Herculon fabric. You remember the Herculon sofas or Herculon velvet sofas and the recliners and all that stuff? Olefin is the fabric. They make rugs out of it. They do all kind of, but it's also used in all kind of paints. It's used in pharmaceuticals and all kind of different things. So here we got, in a sense, another two plastic factories on fire. But one of them is a refinery, a Shell oil facility in Houston, the other in Commerce, California. I submit to you and I assert to you, based on what I told you last Friday, that these red Chinese spies, these red Chinese saboteurs slipping across the border, allegedly getting instructions from the red Chinese about where to go to get transport or to get a boat, come up the Mississippi River or to go up the Missouri River, to go up this place or to go and find a truck at a farm somewhere, or on a rancho and then go and do it. And they gave them the orders. And now we got another two sabotage deals after some mass shootings that are MK Ultra. Okay. Ordo Epcale, these people, Joe Biden, Red China Joe, the WEF, the Rothschilds above that, and all the above Klaus and the boys and all of those things, the Rockefeller, all of these people, Soros, all of them creating chaos. They want total chaos and they're achieving it. We got people dying. We got people dead. You got supposedly a big jobs, a bill, but then they find out that they lied in February and March, and really, if you subtract out what you got there, then this big thing Biden's touting now with the low unemployment and all that stuff, ready to run for office, okay? That all that is really only 104,000 jobs created. So it's all a lie. They're lying piece of the Luciferian communist crap. Lying piece of Luciferian communist crap. And then you got what? The CIA, Brennan, and all the EIEIO people, the 50 of them that lied and signed the McClure letter, allegedly based upon what Blinken, Stinken, and Lincoln Blinken said to do to give Red China Joe a talking point, you see. All of that is to control and destroy the election process and to elect somebody that they wanted in over somebody they did not, because the somebody they did not was coming for them, was going to eliminate this deep state, drain the swamp. Well, I'm going to tell you what, they're going the exact way that's different. And then now we've got the incident in New York City, and you've got the young Marine put a blood choke on this guy. He put a blood choke on him, but the problem is, I'm getting a message here, just a second. Okay, anyway, the problem is that the blood choke take blood away from the brain, and if this guy had a brain screw loose in the brain or something like that, which apparently he did, that might have been it. It wasn't a wind choke. I didn't see a wind choke. I saw a blood choke, what they used to call in wrestling a sleeper hold, okay? Oh, yeah, for the old-timers, you might have known about, Strangler Lewis, or you might have known about Lou Thesz later that, after the World War II. Well, they knew how to put a blood choke on, all right? Bo Greitz, I remember taking a class, and old Bo showed me, and we took a bunch of people, took a class, a self-defense class, in the spike training from Bo Greitz and Jimmy, his son, and what have you. And then there were other Taekwondo masters there, too, with people. But we learned from Bo the down and dirty, the hot dog, get out of the problem and kill the people, quick tricks, you know. And I remember Bo putting me in the wind choke and then putting me in the blood choke. And then you start to feel it, and then you tap out, you know, and then you do it to him and all of that stuff. So I know what that is about. I understand how to apply that. I understand how Bo said that what he used to do is he would go up and behind the sentry, sneak up and slap him upside the ear, apply the blood choke because it was quicker than the wind choke. And then he said the way he would do it is to dig his head in between their shoulder blades, and that gave him extra go power and would put the sentry out quicker, all right? But this guy may have had something in his brain problem already. But that's not the point. Now the point is, it's Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And they got the same guys who are the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. They got them. They're like the organizers for the labor unions and all the wild business. And so we're going to destroy. They shut down the Manhattan Bridge last night, going into New York City. But then I guess again today, that looks like what they're going to do. They're going to charge you for taxes for congesting New York City. And Biden's going to go all along with it. And all this stuff, you know, all of it. Oh, anyway. I'm going to read this about somebody, the old stagecoach, Stop Marshall. He says, I want to thank you, Hawk, for your prayers. I've come home after about a week, after 30 days in the hospital. During the time, I had four miracles happen. I could not breathe for two nights and panted, praying, Jesus, help me. Cover me with your blood. There's power in your blood. The next morning, my wife took me to the hospital where they drained a liter of fluid from my lungs. After a week of tests, they said I needed heart surgery. Since I'd had a heart attack before the surgery, I repented for my sins, which took a long time. But the next day I asked the Lord to reveal any sin I was not aware of. No answer. Then a peace I cannot describe came over me, and I even got warm. And the peace that transcends all understanding after the surgery to replace a ruptured valve. I also had to have a triple bypass. I woke up with five tubes drawing me and a breathing tube. They told me I was the calmest patient that was ventilated. Because once again, I was praying, Lord Jesus, help me, cover me with your blood, for is there power in your blood? And after 3 days, I had a sudden cardiac arrest. I died. But God put my nurse next to me and the heart surgeon and the head trauma nurse outside my door. Satan tried to grind me again, but Jesus saved me. Then after recovery, and while God put my nurse next to me and the heart surgeon and the head trauma nurse outside, Satan tried to grind me again, but Jesus saved me. And then after recovery, and while praying, I heard a voice saying, go home. I resumed praying, and it said, came again, go home. But it was more than a voice or a thought. I felt it. I called my nurse, and the next morning at 8 o'clock, they told me I was discharged the next day. My wife picked me up, and I'm slowly recovering at the old stagecoach stop. Thank you again for your prayers, and God bless and Godspeed. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for all you did for this gentleman, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, may you go to him at the old stagecoach stop. Lord, will you touch him right now? Will you give him even more peace? Will you then restore him even more fully back to health? And will you give peace to his wife? Because I'll tell you, it's time. Hey, brother, it's time you got back on your chores at the old stagecoach stop. Because your wife's been doing a real good job. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the prayers that we do on here, the Lord does hear them, and he works miracles. And so far, we've had a lot of people over the years who have done a lot of good things and who have been restored back to health. Or in some cases, it's time to take them, and the Lord takes them and brings them into heaven, okay? I'll tell you, if you're with Lord Jesus, you've repented of your sins, if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, did you hear what this man just told you? Did you hear what I just read about this man right here? He's telling you all of this. What a wonderful message. And he said what? Let's see what he said. He said he had a peace come over him, right? He said he got warm in the peace that transcends all understanding. And then after that, he died. He died and had a cardiac arrest, but they brought him back. Then the voice said, go home. Remember, we prayed that. We said, Lord Jesus, return this man to his home. Restore him. Send him back to his home. Oh, what a wonderful thing. That supersedes all the stuff in the world, because I'll tell you, this is the power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if you don't believe it, then I'm going to tell you what. If you don't avail yourself of what he is offering, it's the best deal in town. It's the best deal in town. Why not try it out? How many faces do you have that you cannot see? Then maybe you ought to be doing something. What do you got to lose? Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're true and you're sincere, he's going to start to come. He's going to wash your dirty windows clean. He's going to get that old factory that sits outside of town with the 6 inches of dust and dirt on the old glass windows. He's going to start washing it one layer at a time. And that will be washing the junk off of you. And then at a certain point in time, you're going to be, wow, look at this beautiful world that our Father in heaven created, and he sent his only begotten son down here to experience this and also then die for our sins on the cross and then resurrect from the dead. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just can't get any better than Lord Jesus, let me tell you. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. It makes you just kind of want to jump around and dance. Thank you for sending me the information about my old stagecoach buddy, the old Marshal. God bless you. Ah, boy, let's see what we got. Some Empire Cheese in Cuba, New York. I don't know if anybody knows about that. It's a three ships. Empire Cheese, Cuba, New York. It's a huge cheese manufacturer, and they've been on lockdown for the past week until further notice. I don't know if anybody knows about that. what's really going on there, you might want to send that to me, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the saboteurs in the wire. They're here in the wire. Remember, we told you about 2 to 3 weeks ago now how we had information coming out of the old crossroads area of Tejas, where they stopped a woman driving a new, like, Suburban or whatever it was, or Tahoe, and she was a Chinese woman, and she had five Chinese guys in the back, high and tight hair, and they had no pocket litter. They didn't have any kind of ID, no wallets, no pictures, no nothing. They're just straight off the, you know, operative's boat out of the spy world, you know what I mean? Kites to beat the band, so to speak. Saboteur types. And they stopped this woman, and apparently they asked her, and she, and her license was goofy or whatever, and they said, well, what are these guys doing? Oh, I'm taking them to the Hilton in Houston. Well, I don't know where they got. If they released those guys, they probably were released by a judge, one of these new judges. You see, just released everybody right off the bat after they get a call from Washington, D.C., right? Now, were these guys, was this shell oil facility, were these guys that were at one time in the custody of ICE or whoever that had to be released? And then, you know, I was talking about that balloon over Hawaii and the pentagram. So, well, that's not the Chinese. Well, it's identical to the Chinese balloons. Well, but it isn't Chinese because the balloons apparently now are being made, set up, and then maneuvered around by allegedly Raven Aerostar out of South Dakota, which allegedly is a DARPA off-the-shelf corporation. That's the United States Defense Association. That's the one that's sitting over right now up above I-70, somewhere around Abilene, Junction City, up in that area, Manhattan, Kansas. What are they doing? They looking down at the big red one and the aviation facility there? Are they trying to see into the deep underground bases? Are they then looking over back to Omaha and that SAC base? Are they looking? Can they see? Maybe they could even see Knob Noster, Whiteman Air Force Base, where the B-2s roam. Or they can see Maelstrom or Minot or all the different bases that have missiles and other nuclear devices, etc. But I'm going to tell you, this thing, you've got the CIA and the FBI. The FBI, apparently, from what the Congress thing, is obstructing justice and won't give them the document that proves that Red China Joe, according to the whistleblower, that Red China Joe was trading policy for money when he was the vice president from a different country even than China. And then Representative Comer from Kentucky knows apparently who it is, but they're looking to get the document. They've had to subpoena the FBI to get the document because allegedly the FBI is obstructing justice. I'm going to tell you what, don't ever cooperate with any of these silly son of a whats. They're the ones that, you know, oh, they all now work for CNN, you know, McCabe and all those Strzok and Page and all those people. The ones that don't like you people to go to Walmart, you're smelly, all right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. They changed and destroyed an election. They're doing this one now and still doing it and still covering up for Red China Joe and all the money they take, don't you know? And Hunter, but Hunter is just the vehicle. And Hunter probably should have his, he's given his daughter, that they don't claim, $750,000. Can you imagine if you had $750,000? I mean, most people ain't even worth that, you know? Definitely, way past the vast majority of AM work that network. The average family in the United States makes about, what, $52,000? The average person about 20-something, but the combined, the two incomes, about $51,000, $52,000. Well, how do you get, you know, big net worth so you can get a beach house at Rehoboth Beach, you know, on the most, one of the most expensive beaches, you know, in the East Coast, you know? And all you had was, what, $75,000 as a senator or whatever, you know, your whatever vice president, $150,000 or $20,000. I don't even know what the salaries are anymore. They used to stay pretty straight for a long time. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are right now, take a look around wherever you're sitting. Look outside your window. You are now the Lord Jesus's person on the block. You're your block man for the Lord Jesus. You and your people or anybody that you are there, you're going to be the defense of your neighborhood or your rural road or your hectares or acres or your facility or your work or wherever it is. You're in the apartment building somewhere. You know, maybe you're in Jamaica, Queens. Okay, maybe you're in Jamaica, Queens. And maybe there's 312 flats, and across the street from that, there's a 120. And around the corner is a 240, huh? The old hawk knows about a lot of old places in the old days and a lot of different things. Or maybe you're on West 74th Street, Central Park West. Maybe you're there, somewhere in that area. Or maybe you're west 175th Street. Wherever you're at, and I'm talking about cities too, you are the one that's going to be in charge of your area, your neighborhood. Because someday, somebody's coming to the door. Whether it be the Red Chinese, whether it be the 3 days of darkness and the Luciferian scumbag demons come out of the woodwork, whether it be the Russians, whether it be FEMA and the NORTHCOM coming to strike you down, martial law, you see, or whether it's going to be a power grid down and then ain't nobody going to be doing anything. It's going to be wild weasel and it's going to be street gangs and biker gangs and this one, that one, the other one. People fighting with coal shovels. You know, people fighting with machetes and ball bats, pistols, shotguns, fighting knives, the whole nine yards. And I'm going to tell you what, there's two things that I see that most people are weak in, and I'm going to say it again like I did last night. Allegedly, or from whatever I can gather, it's not allegedly. On June 1, the availability of over-the-counter fish antibiotics and, as far as I know, also ivermectin horse paste, those items will no longer be available over-the-counter or online after June 1 of this year. So if you're going to get anything, amoxicillin, Cephalex, and fish, you know, doxycycline or whatever it might be, Fish Mox, Fish Flex, or I think Chewy, the Chewy website has some of them, but Fish Mox, Fish Flex, they've got special on all of them. Then you have to think about, well, if you didn't have any power grid and you were, had no hospitals or medical doctors or anybody around, there were no pharmacies open, no grocery stores open, the gasoline stations were dry, and it was just you and the elements and cold winter and hot summer and all the people trying to kill you and steal what you got or take you as slaves, or to cause a blood sacrifice on you, or to take you to the FEMA camp and hut, 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 and If you don't toe the line, well, then you're going to get the guillotine. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better get thinking about the idea that if you had, say, a family of four, how many potential times if you had a bottle of 100, 500 milligram for your fish tank, and if a person had 500 milligrams, they took three per day, one every 8 hours, for the fish tank, of course. And then if you did two courses, because, you know, sometimes the first course of 7 days doesn't work, so you end up with 14 days at three a day. That's what, let's see, what do you got? Seven times three a day is 21. So what do you got? 42 tablets. So that's almost half of a bottle of 100. That's just one person. So if somebody else got a massive inflammatory infection in the body or something, or maybe from a gunshot or something like that, or a stab or a cut, and you had to want to try to take out and get rid of the infections. You know what I'm saying? The bacterial infection. How many mites you need in a year? You got to start thinking like that, because you ain't going to be able to get them without a prescription. And ivermectin? Shoot, ivermectin, we know what that allegedly is good for. And then now they found out, reading in Epoch Times and different places like that, I've read all kinds of studies about how it works against some of the cancers. So it seems like it'd be something that people would want to have 6, 10, 12 tubes of it around, of the horse paste, depending on how many of your family. And then I'm going to tell you, there are lists. You can do a search engine, and some people don't know how to do this, but I'm just going to tell you it's simple. Like, you can do stuff like emergency preparedness lists, okay? And then you go up there, there'll be 10 million of them. Don't buy any of them. There's all kind of free stuff to download. Or you can go to standeo.com, or go to, another part of it, daretoprepare.com, daretoprepare.com. And then Holly Drennan Deo, that's Stan's wife, you can order her book, Dare to Prepare, which is the biggest one. But off to the left is a little gray or greenish tan area where it gives you like a table of contents. You've got 72-hour prep list, a long-term water, a long-term food storage, long-term first aid prep list, long-term general supply pest. And then there's all kind of other information as well. That's her older list, but she still has them up there, and it's for free if you can get it. But I would also order a book, Dare to Prepare. So let's see here what we got. I'm going to see if we got anything right here. Let's see if we've got storing food. And she puts on here the Mormon food guides. Let's just say for men over age of 12, this is how much wheat you would need to store for a year. 189 pounds of wheat, okay? Flour, white enriched, 17 pounds. Cornmeal, 42 pounds. Oats rolled, 42 pounds. Rice, white enriched. And there's a rice shortage on the planet. A rice shortage, if you haven't gone out to Costco or Sam's Club or somewhere or wherever grocery store you go and bought you, you know, stacked up about 100 pounds of rice, you know? You got to do it now. Curled barley, 4 pounds. Spaghetti macaroni, 42 pounds. 420 pounds of grain. And they're just talking about the basic type of foodstuffs here. You got olive oils in short supply, I was telling you. Shortages, shortening, mayonnaise, salad dressing, all kind of evaporated milk, non-fat dry milk, all these things. Go up and look at it. Beans. Dry beans, 25 pounds per man per year. All these different things. And then 40 additional foods that can be rotated or have a shelf life of 1 to 5 years. Peanut butter, tomato juice, canned and dried vegetables, dried legumes, molasses, yeast, dried fruit, vegetable oil, evaporated milk, grains, multivitamins. Now, Crescent Carney and his nuclear war survival skills, he's got his basic survival foods, you know? Let's see what Crescent Carney is talking about for his final, for his basic survival foods. Whole kernel hard wheat, 30 pounds for 30 days. Beans, use a variety, about 10 pounds for 30 days. Powdered milk, about 4 pounds for 30 days. Vegetable oil, about 2 pounds or whatever for 30 days. Sugar, about 4 pounds for 30 days. Iodized salt, you get about a whole pound of that, plus multiple vitamins. There's all kind of information up there if you want to go get it for free right now. And I suggest you do. And there's also the general lists of what to do, all the different things. And then she can also tell you information about oxygen absorbers and other Mylar bags and the how to store eggs or storing honey and pests that you can deal with and the 7 major mistakes storing food. All the different things here that you need information are up at Holly Deo's daretoprepare.com. Daretoprepare.com, which is a part of standeo.com. So anyway, there you go. That's that. And you might be interested in going up and getting some of that information. All right? There's all kind of places you'll find all kind of these lists and all these different things. And now let's go over here right now, something that's interesting, because they didn't talk about it very much when it happened. But about May 25th, the Friday morning before Memorial Day weekend, at Fort Detrick, oh yes, Maryland, the Bioweapons Lab, U.S. AMRID, Army Medical Research Institutes of Infectious Disease, they were ordered to halt all work with dangerous pathogens such as Ebola and anthrax, which can pose severe threat to public health. Army officials assured the public there was no safety threat and indicated that no pathogen had leaked outside the laboratory after flooding in 2018. But in a new book released April 25th of this year, investigative reporter Allison Young reveals that there were repeated and egregious safety breaches and government oversight failures at Fort Detrick that preceded the 2019 shutdown of the lab. The article is adapted from Pandora's Gamble, Lab Leaks, Pandemic, and the World at Risk. Unsterilized laboratory wastewater from our U.S. Army. These guys deal with Ebola and all kind of stuff. Anthrax at Fort Detrick spewed out of the top of a rusty 50,000-gallon outdoor holding tank and the pressure catapulting over the short concrete wall that was supposed to contain hazardous spills. And the tank holding waste from the labs working with Ebola, anthrax, and other lethal pathogens had become overpressurized, forcing the liquid out a vent pipe. All totally safe. Totally safe. So anyway, there's Fort Detrick. Now they've moved all this stuff out to Manhattan, Kansas. Just genius. Right in the middle of the wheat and all of the cattle, you see. Oh, isn't that interesting? Because that's just what the Chinese or the DARPA or the Raven Aerostar or the mystery balloon with the big 30-foot long platform underneath the balloon that's got all of the microphones, sensors, cameras, all of the transmitters, all the different things. And they also have an ion engine that can make them go around in circles and stay in a place going 45 miles an hour, or can take them on down and, left, right, north, center, north, south, east, west. So are they overlooking Fort Riley to see what's going on? Are they overlooking our bases, the SAC base in Offutt? Are they overlooking Minot, Maelstrom? Are they overlooking Whiteman? Are they overlooking Fort Leavenworth as well? And, all kind of stuff. If you're at 65,000 feet, you're in near space, you got a pretty good line of sight. But it's the same doggone type of balloon that was over Hawaii. And they said, well, that never went over any sensitive areas. Bull crap, you're at 65,000 feet. You can see all of the fleet. You can see all of the stuff. You can vacuum up all of the NSA's traffic, all the other military traffic, SyncPAC, Navy, Marines, Army, everybody, the Rangers out of Hawaii, because aren't they one of the way stops before they're going to go into the South China Sea to take on the Chinese if they're going to go against Taiwan? This has got to be a bunch of lying piece of crap. Pink Jockstrap Millie and Austin, the alien, half-space alien, allegedly. And then now you got the, CIA, the FBI, all of them destroying and taking over elections and doing that. Of course, if you go back, like I told you, a week or so ago, I was telling you about, the Kennedy assassination again, wasn't I? Colonel Fletcher Prouty and all of those kind of things. JFK, he wrote a book, JFK, Colonel Fletcher Prouty. There's a lot of good books on that stuff. I watched the History Channel's The Men Who Killed Kennedy. If you don't have that tape, those DVDs, you ought to get those. Why you still can. The ones I wanted to get, but I didn't at the time because I didn't have the money, but I should have gotten them immediately because you can no longer get them in the American DVD format. You know what that is? Hunting Hitler, because they had too much truth, too much information about who was involved with him in this country and how he did survive and went to Argentina and Chile and all of that. And who helped get him out? They showed the whole thing. You cannot get that or buy that in the United States in the U.S. DVD format. You can get it in an Australian or New Zealand DVD format, but then you'd have to have a player that would play that. If you know anybody who's got one of those, believe me, of an American DVD format, let me know. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Because in these books and in these things, they give you information, they show you. You know who killed Kennedy? CIA and the mob. They use mob boys and different people, but the CIA and allegedly the Federal Reserve gave the order. Because you remember Kennedy created the $5 bill with the red seal, which at the top did not say Federal Reserve note. It said United States currency. Well, guess what? There was no interest being paid on the issuance of that money. And he wanted to take those and to retire, make bigger bills, and retire the Federal Reserve debt and pay them with United States currency for their Federal Reserve note debt. That they create the money and charge you an interest rate. When you have a car note or a bank note or a house note, you got to pay interest, right? So that's why he was killed. They also want to have a little war in Vietnam because, see, they had to go in there and they had to take over. And that's another book. If you've never seen The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia, what's that guy's name? Clifford Webb, somebody like that. Let's see. I've got that book right here. Anyway. Oh, well. Politics of Heroin, Southeast Asia, CIA Complicity in the Drug Trade. It's about a 400-page book in paperback. You ought to go in there and see who was running and how they went over there and took over French Indochina and took over the drug trade, right? And then the U.S. used the Corsicans out of Marseille. And my old man knew Guerini. And those, my old man was in Marseille for a while. But then you got, he was being used to hire assassins, and they hired allegedly Lucien Sarti, who was one of the shooters at Dealey Plaza. They tried to hire a guy named Christian David, but he refused because he would not kill the president. Or as Guerini said, the biggest artichoke or the biggest vegetable in the garden. All right. So you ought to read about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and you ought to actually see the country that you were in and what they were doing. So you can understand this has been going on a long time, but now it's gone beyond the pale. It's gone beyond the pale, and now everybody knows it, and now this is basically, we're in the crumbling of the Roman Empire. The walls are tumbling down, and I'm going to tell you, if you do not get food, you do not get medical supplies, you do not get water and store the water with water purification equipment, you do not have firearms. And thousands of rounds of ammunition. If you've got a bulletproof vest, you got a Kevlar helmet, whether it's the old Pasget or the Mitch or whatever the new ones are, you know, something that'll turn a 30 round or can fly off the side of it, or a pistol round or whatever, just something to protect your noggin. And then if you can get a hold of level 4, body armor, yeah, it's heavy, but I'm going to tell you, if it stops a 30 round, you might like that, all right? Might hurt like heck, but if you can get up and lay one in the guy that put it on you and put one right between his nose and his eyeball, then it's going to be better you than him, you see what I'm saying? Or better him than you, I should say it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Steve Quayle is still can get you gold and silver if you want it. And then I will tell you what, his DVD, The Lies of Men and Gods, his Mega Drive DVD, all of his books as well, his private briefings, etc. Go to stevequayle.com. You're probably, maybe a lot of you listening on to it. Go up and click on those things. Or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840, Steve Quayle. If you get Steve, or if you get his son, Tyler, or if you get his manager, Daryl, or whoever you get, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And whatever you do, get an extra one of his books or two as well, of whatever you get. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time, once again, to rapidly, methodically continue to go down your list of emergency preparedness items and to get the ones that you need the most. Now, we'd all like to say, boy, we'd like to have a helicopter or something, but you can't do that. But maybe 500 more rounds of something will, or maybe enough amoxicillin for your fish tank, or cephalexin for your fish tank, or doxycycline or whatever for your fish tank will suffice. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe it's another, 20 cans of chunky soup. Maybe it's some Mountain House or Wise or for Patriots or whoever you get it from, the dehydrated or the freeze-dried food. Maybe this week it's clothing, insulated boots. Maybe it's something so you could build you a little add-on outside if you had to enclose your generator or so people can't get at your solar panel or where you've got it. You can hide it at night, something like that. I don't know. Or have an enclosure over your battery bank that your portable solar is charging, okay? Whatever it is on your list. Because I'm going to tell you, the Russians are incinerating the eastern part of the Ukraine, Bakhmut. And that's where the Wagner Group guy, which was kind of weird, he's saying, we ain't got any ammunition. I'm going to maybe pull my troops out of there. Well, I tell you what, he's pulling the troops out because they're going to incinerate the crap out of it. And then from what we also understand, there's quite probably some, what are they, Kinzhal missiles, you know, available, ready to hit, that might have nuclear weapons on them. And, you know, if they're going to burn out Bakhmut, then he's going to incinerate it. And I've heard there's lines over the bridge to go to Crimea. You hear that? That are totally like miles long, trying to get gas to get out of Crimea, maybe into Russia. Well, this is happening here. Have you taken a look at San Francisco or L.A.? Have you seen Chicago? The police stations in Chicago are filled with illegal aliens sleeping on the floor. You got New York is just trashed. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is put a fork in and it's done. So you need to get the word right now. Get the word right now to indeed to prepare like there is no tomorrow, because there may not be. And if there's not going to be a grocery store, a gas station, what are you going to do if there's not going to be a pharmacy or the hardware store or the sporting goods store? What are you going to do? If you got nuclear radiation, what are you going to do? Do you have a gas mask and extra filters? Do you have a Tyvek F suit or better for each of your people? Do you have for your grandchildren or your children a baby ranger outfit if you got a brand new baby? You need a positive pressure system where you can put the baby in it to protect them. For your children, you got these little kids' helmets and stuff, you know, youth rangers. Then for youth who are, you know, a little bit older, they have small youth masks. Because a little kid can't wear a big gas mask. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be preparing in earnest. And if you think that Biden and Trump or DeSantis and Trump or this one and that one or all of these things that are going to make a huge difference, I don't know. I don't even know if we get there. June 1 is when everything seems to be happening. Talking about how they're already out of money. And that really was in January they were out of money. But then by June 1, the thing goes down. But at the same time, boy, the stock market really went up today, didn't it? Oh, yeah. Just wonderful. Thing is, it's still only at 33,000 on the Dow. That's that 33 number again. That's who you think is controlling it. So do whatever you can. You get an extra can of chunky soup of nothing else this week. If you can get 20 of them, or 30 of them, well, that's a month's ration for one person, 30 cans. If you can get some Mountain House or, like I said, or any other dehydrated or, freeze-dried food, you better get some of that. But the ivermectin, allegedly, and the fish antibiotics are no longer going to be available over the counter or online unless you got a prescription. So you better take advantage of that while you can. The ammunition, it comes and goes. We seem to have a decent supply right now. But if you don't have a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every main weapon that you shoot, then you should probably look into trying to do that. There are people out there I know that have money and have, money in the bank and stock funds and all that stuff. But if you do not have a year's supply of food for your family, or maybe even better, if you got a lot of money, 3.5 years, maybe a great tribulation's worth of food. You could cheat and say 4 years and you could have some extra at some point. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you about two more things with this. You'd better make sure you got food for your dogs, your cats, your animals, your horses. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Anything can be sent. It can be Federal Reserve notes or a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, the easiest, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Wasn't that a wonderful blessing and story that my man from the old Stagecoach Stop partner wrote in? Isn't that incredible? His wife sent that to us, but that's what he wrote. And I'll tell you what, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, they have the Indochina Bibles Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. They make Bibles and songbooks in the native languages of the mountain tribes. Each village has a little different dialect. They give them the Holy Bible and a songbook in their own language, and they're just on fire for the Lord. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, Nunemaker. And Lord Jesus, go to Dave and Debbie right now and provide them medical miracles. Lord, will you take the medical miracles to them and touch them right now so that they know, Lord, that it is you right this minute. And that healing is one thing, but a medical miracle is another. And that by your power, Lord Jesus, restore them back to health and let them continue with the wonderful ministry in Southeast Asia. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Are you seeing all of the big box retailers are closing their stores, doing all the stuff? In the last 3 weeks, the bank runs are escalating. There's deposit outflows of $360 billion. You think you might want to get some cash, actual cash, not a check out, and put it in your hidey hole? Or buy some gold? Call Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840. Tell him Old Hawk sent you. Or get food, or if you don't have a Berkey water purification system, you don't have a Berkey light or a, you know, Imperial Berkey or a Big Berkey, then you better get one. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your property, your home, your business, your bill of rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from above to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. The Luciferians, the Red Chinese, the WEFs, World Order people. Nail them if it be the Lord's will to allow you. And watch that balloon up above Junction and Abilene. Bandanga Ranger, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, you're the best by test. Road and track and little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. I know it's probably a Muay Thai night. Hit that bag hard, baby. Put that kick in there. Put the knee in there and the elbow in, guys. Good night.